우리 제가 교육 전도사부터 부목사까지 제가 부교육자를 10년을 했어요.
So I've been an associate pastor. I was an associate pastor for past 10 years, starting as an assistant pastor, as an associate minister. 예,
아무도 모르는 것을 제가 알고 있는 게 있습니다.
And there is one thing that other people don't know about.
교회 일을 많이 해야 되잖아요.
You do need to do a lot of church work.
특히 주일날은 뭐 교육자가 할 일이 교인들이 불편함이 없도록 심부름을 해야 되잖아요.
Of course, as a pastor, in order to serve all the rest of the congregation so that they will be comfortable to worship, we need to run a lot of errands.
목사님이 목회에 지장되지 않도록 심부름을 해야 되잖아요.
I also need to run the errands for our senior pastor so that he will not be hindered in his pastoral ministry.
예, 교회 안에서 많은 특히 주일날 사람의 소리를 많이 들어야 되잖아요.
Which means that on the Lord's Day especially that I get to hear the words of all the other people.
문제는 제가 예배가 안 되는 거예요.
The problem was that I could not give worship.
다른 사람 볼 때는 전도사, 강도사, 부목사 이런데 제 수준은 거의 마귀 수준이었어요.
So I was an intern pastor, I was an associate pastor, and then I was a minister. But people might see me as a pastor, but then I was a level of like someone who's running errands for Satan.
그때 제가 성경을 읽으면서요. 왜 성경에는 안식일에 불도 켜지 말아야 했을까?
Then I was reading the Bible and then I see the record that even on the Sabbath day we cannot even turn on the light.
오리 이상을 왜 걷지 말아야 했을까?
Why we cannot even walk for 5 miles?
그거는 유대인이 잘못 깨달아서 그렇지. 그건 굉장한 답이 들어 있는 거죠, 말이에요.
It is that the Jewish people they are not able to interpret it correctly, but it contains a very important message.
담임 목사님께 제가 이 얘기를 했어요.
So I said to the senior pastor.
제가 딴 날 일을 열심히 할 테니까 주일날은 예배 드리게 해달라고 했어요.
I told him that I will do my best on the rest of the week, but help me to worship God on the Lord's Day.
그 목사님 나를 한참 쳐다보더니 그렇게 하라고 하더라고.
And then he looked at me for quite a bit, and then he nodded in agreement.
오늘은 추수 감사 주일이고 또 우리 새 가족의 날입니다.
Today is Thanksgiving Lord's Day, and also today is a new believers, newcomers day.
꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
You must remember.
미국에서는 추수감사 행사를 크게 합니다.
In America, they celebrate Thanksgiving Day in a very great manner.
성경에 그 감사들을 말하는 게 아닙니다.
But the Bible is not referring to that kind of celebration.
우리는 뭐 감사 얘기를 많이 합니다.
We do say thank you in many different ways.
제일 많이 쓰는 단어가 감사인지도 모릅니다.
And maybe perhaps that the word that we use most frequently is thank you.
지금 성경에는 그 감사를 얘기하는 게 아니라는 겁니다.
But this Thanksgiving Lord's Day is not about that kind of thing.
일본 사람들은 감사 말 많이 씁니다. 마리가 또 굉장히 많이 씁니다.
Japanese people, for example, they express Thanksgiving in all the frequent times. They say arigato all the time.
한 번만 하면 되는데 사람 살아질 때까지 아리가또 아리가또 하나 이렇게.
They can just say it once, but then they will just express it over and over again.
일본 뭐 미국 사람 thank you 많이 씁니다.
And also, what about people in America? They say thank you all the time.
싫어도 no thank you. 이렇게.
And when they don't like it, they say no thank you. They use it very frequently.
그 감사가 아니라는 겁니다.
But it is not that kind of expression of thanksgiving.
뭘 감사한다는 말입니까?
But what does it mean that we're giving thanks?
내 운명을 바꾸는 감사입니다.
It is a thanksgiving for transforming our fate.
추수감사절은 그겁니다.
That is what the Thanksgiving this festival is all about.
제가 하나님께 이 예배에 집중하기 시작했어요.
So then I was able to focus and concentrate on worship.
주일 하루 종일 새벽부터 밤까지요. 기도에 집중했어요.
I was able to concentrate on prayer starting from the early morning of the Lord's Day to the end of the day.
그리고 이 내게 딱 붙잡히는 언약이 있잖아요.
Then I was able to hold on to the covenant that was given to me.
그게 엿새 동안에 적용이 될 만큼 붙잡아지더라고요.
I was able to hold on to it to the extent that I was able to fully apply it for the rest of the 6 days of the week.
나는 그때 놀라운 걸 깨달았어요.
Then I realized something that's very important.
저는 솔직히 내 목사님을 별로라고 생각했어요.
Because prior to that, I didn't really think much of our senior pastor.
뭐 설교를 저렇게 하나 이런 생각도 한 적이 있어요.
Sometimes I criticized and with this condescending manner that why does he give such a message?
저 보면 저게 아닌데라고 생각했어요.
And then sometimes I wonder that why is he giving that kind of interpretation of that passage?
그런데 내가 이 주일날 하루를 제대로 기도하니까 목사님 설교를 통해서 내게 어마어마한 답이 와요.
But because I was able to concentrate on prayer whole day of the Lord's Day, I was able to hear accurate voice and word of God.
그러다가 제 혼자 40일 기도를 정해놓고 계속한 겁니다.
Then on my own, I was able to set 40 days to pray to God.
정말입니다.
Amazingly,
저에게 완전 운명 뒤바뀌는 응답이 왔어요.
Truly, I received the answer of having transformation of my fate and destiny.
이게 와야 되는 겁니다.
Really, that's what it is.
그때부터 이제 예배도 이 의미가 있고 내가 살아가는 여세도 의미가 있지. 내가 완전 운명 이게 안 오면 늘 헤매야 되는 겁니다.
Then you can find the true meaning and significance of your walk of faith and that you can live the rest of the week. Otherwise, if you don't understand the transformation and if your fate and destiny is not changed, you will not find any meaning.
뭐 우리 교회는 모르겠습니다만 그 교회는요. 너무 장로님들이 힘들게 신앙생활하는 거 봤어요.
I don't know about our church, but that church, I saw so many elders there just suffering so much.
막 너무너무 힘들게 신앙생활.
They were living their walk of faith in the most arduous way.
그러다 보니까 응답 하나도 못 받는 게 느껴져요.
That's why I just sense that they were not receiving any answers.
이게 지옥 아닙니까?
That is a state of living in hell.
꼭 불타는 지옥을 가야 지옥이면 이게 지옥이라 지금.
Must you have to go into the furnace of fire to experience hell? That was the state of hell.
세가족 여러분과 신앙생활 여러분 하는 여러분들이 오늘 탁 언약 잡으셔야 됩니다.
All of you new believers, newcomers, you must firmly hold on to this covenant to live your walk of faith.
너무 어머니가 돌아가시고 나니까 어린 요셉이 얼마나 어머니 생각이 났겠어요.
Really think about it. Young Joseph, he saw his mother pass away and it must have been very hard for him.
근데 요셉이 기도하기 시작한 거예요.
But this young Joseph began to pray.
정말 은혜죠.
Really that was God's grace.
요셉의 평생의 운명을 뒤집는 응답이 있다고 한 거예요.
He received the answer by which that he completely saw the change and the transformation of his entire life and fate and destiny.
요셉은 늘 감사했어요.
That's why Joseph was always thankful.
왜냐 그것 때문에.
Because of that.
형들은 미쳤다고 했어요.
When all his rest of his older brothers thought he was crazy.
근데 기도 좀 하는 아버지는 그걸 마음에 두었다 했잖아요.
And his father Jacob, who just knew a little bit about prayer, kept Joseph's word in his heart.
여러분 보세요.
Really think about it.
80년이 지나 늙었는데도 이 답을 모세가 못 찾고 있었던 거예요.
Even though 80 years have passed, Moses could not hold on to that answer.
80년 만에 호렙산에서 운명을 뒤바꾸는 기도가 시작된 겁니다.
However, after 8 years at Mount Horeb, he really was able to receive that prayer that transformed his life and destiny. 예,
그때부터 아무것도 없는데 역사를 났어요.
From then on, even though he had nothing, all the works began to take place.
지팡이 하나밖에 없는데 지팡이를 통해 역사를 났어요.
He only had a staff in his hand, and with that, he was able to perform all kinds of works and miracles.
사무엘과 다윗의 특징이 뭡니까?
What are the characteristics of Samuel and David?
일찍 어릴 때 이 체험을 했고요.
Early on in their life, when they were very young, they experienced this.
벌써 언약궤 곁에 누웠을 때, 목동으로 있을 때 성경 기록을 분명히 보세요. 다윗과 사무엘의 운명을 뒤바꾸는 확실한 언약을 붙잡고.
Look at the accounts in the Bible carefully. Definitely, you see that when Samuel was laying next to the Ark of the Covenant, when David was being a shepherd boy, they surely held on to this very answer.
뭐 더 길게 얘기할 필요 없어요. 다 알잖아요. 언약을 잡으셔야 되는 겁니다.
Can you explain this any further? May you firmly hold on to this covenant.
이래 부리면 미래가 보인다니까요.
If you do it, then you can see the future.
그렇잖아요.
Isn't that so?
내가 운명을 뒤바꿀 만한 언약을 잡고 나니까 그때부터 미래가 보이는 거예요. 당연히.
Rightfully so, because you're holding on to the covenant that is changing your life, your fate and destiny. Then that's why you can receive all the answer of being able to even see the future.
자, 시간 많이 없으니까 간단히 얘기합시다.
We don't have much time, so let me simply tell you that.
추수감사절은 뭐냐?
What is Thanksgiving Festival?
세계 운명을 뒤바꾸는 출애굽의 날이었습니다.
It was a day of Exodus that changed the fate of the entire world.
크기에 대한 감사합니다.
It was Thanksgiving regarding that.
그렇죠?
Isn't that so?
강대국 잘 봐야 됩니다. 재앙 만들어내는 게 강대국이에요.
Look at all these powerful nations carefully. They are the manufacturers that are producing all kinds of spiritual problems and disasters.
복음 알지 못하면 모든 강대국은 재앙 만들어내는 데예요.
If these powerful nations don't know the gospel, they become the very entities that produce all kinds of disasters.
영안을 잘 뜨고 보세요.
May you open your spiritual eyes to see this.
세상 사람들이 영웅이라고 말한 그 사람들은요, 미쳐서 사람 많이 죽인 사람이에요.
What about those so-called heroes by the world? They are the ones who went so crazy that they killed so many people.
여기에 이스라엘이 노예가 된 거예요.
And Israelites became slaves to this
말 됩니까?
Nation. Does that make any sense?
하나님이 모세와 이스라엘 백성에게 운명을 뒤바꾸는 메시지를 준 겁니다.
God has given the message to Moses and to Israelites that would change the entire fate of Egypt.
이 언약을 붙잡고 양의 피 바르는 날 애굽에서 나왔습니다.
And when they held onto that covenant and put the blood of the lamb, that's the day that they were set free.
그걸 보고 유월절이라고 합니다.
We call that Passover.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
다 죽는다고 했어요.
Everybody thought that they were going to die.
애굽은 저희들이 가다 죽는다라고.
And even all the people in Egypt, they thought that Israelites were going to die.
심지어 이스라엘 사람들 대부분이 우리는 여기서 죽는다라고.
And even majority of the Israelites thought that they're going to die in the wilderness.
천만의 말씀.
Not at all.
하나님은 능력으로 역사하셔서 곡식을 거두게 한 겁니다.
God worked by His power so that they were able to harvest crops.
그게 오순절입니다.
That is the Pentecost.
그렇죠.
Isn't that right?
굉장한 그 감사 예배를 드리라는 겁니다.
It is about giving thanksgiving and giving worship because of that.
그리고 뭡니까?
And then what else?
다 죽을 줄 알았다니까요.
They all thought that they're going to perish.
그런데 많은 곡식을 거두어 창고에 드릴 정도가 된 겁니다.
But it was to the extent that they harvested so much that they were able to store it in a storage.
그걸 수장절이라고도 하고 추수절이라고도 하는 겁니다.
That's also called ingathering as well as the feast of harvest.
그 감사를 해보라는 겁니다.
May you restore that thanksgiving.
어떻습니까, 여러분?
What do you think about this?
여러분 오늘 예배 드리면서 생각해 보셔야 돼요.
As you're giving worship to God today, you must think about it.
한 번만 생각했는데 어느 날 운명 뒤집어진 걸 볼 수 있어요.
You're just thinking about it once, and you will one day see that your
정말입니다.
life is completely changed.
제가 하나님께 질문했습니다.
And I asked this.
하나님
God,
저도 지금 목사가 돼야 됩니까?
God, must I become a pastor just by occupation?
다 직업 아닙니까?
Aren't they all just working as a pastor for their job?
저도 and 그렇게 살아야 됩니까?
Why must I also be that kind of people? I ask that question to God.
하나님 제게요 아무 능력도 없는 제게 아무 가치도 없는 저를 운명 뒤집는 역사를.
To me, who is just of no value, who does not deserve any of that, God gave me that answer, the covenant that transformed and changed my entire fate.
확실합니다.
It's for sure.
그 언약 잡으셔야 돼요.
May you hold on to that covenant.
그러다가 이걸 지금 이스라엘 민족들이 못 알아듣는 거예요.
However, the Israelites were not able to understand this.
14대 사사를 걸쳐 전쟁이 들어왔어요.
During the 14th generations that they were of the judges that they were facing all kinds of wars.
이스라엘에 수많은 왕이 들어서서나 멸망받았어요.
Afterwards they raised numerous kings but they were facing destruction after destruction.
여러분 하나님의 백성이 하나님 그 모르면 비참합니다.
As people of God if you don't know the things of God your life will become extremely miserable.
포로돼 갔어요.
And then they were sent as captives.
우리 후대들이 노예로 포로돼 가고요.
Really think about it. Our next generation our posterity sent
off
slaves and captives and even colonized by Rome.
이때 두 번째 흐름이 나온 겁니다.
And at this time, you see the second stream.
그렇죠.
Right?
하나님이 그리스도께서 감람산으로 부르십니다.
Christ gathered his people to Mount of Olives.
거기서 똑같은 메시지 전달됩니다.
And then he relayed exactly the same message.
뭐가 전달됐습니까?
What was relayed?
데오빌로요, 내가 먼저 쓴 글에는 그랬어요.
It says, Theophilus in my former book.
그게 유월절입니다.
That is about Passover.
예수가 그리스도라고 말이요.
It is a mystery that Jesus is the Christ.
하나님의 나라의 일을 40일 설명했다.
And then explained things pertaining to God's kingdom for 40 days.
그게 수장절이에요.
That is in gathering.
천국배경.
That is background of heaven.
오직 성령으로 세계 복음할 거다.
And only by the Holy Spirit you will do world evangelization.
그게 오순절이에요.
That is Pentecost.
그래 그 언약 붙잡고 모이니까 오순절 날이 이미 이름에 이렇게
나왔다. They held onto that covenant and gathered at Mark's upper room and on that day of the Pentecost that the day of the Pentecost arrived.
뭡니까?
What happened?
첫째 베드로 운명이 바뀌어버렸어요.
First, Peter's faith
그렇죠.
changed.
베드로 원래 이런 사람이 아닙니다.
Peter wasn't that kind of person before.
뭐 해본들 막 고기나 잡고 이런 사람이에요.
He did try very hard, but he was just merely a fisherman.
사실 무식합니다.
So in a sense, he was quite ignorant.
성질도 급하고요.
And he was hot-tempered.
베드로가 그랬잖아요.
That's what Peter said.
심지어 예수님 예언했는데도 십자가를 배신하고 도망갔잖아요.
Even Jesus told him that he was going to get crucified, but Peter denied Jesus and he ran away.
이런 베드로가 바뀌어버린 사람이에요.
That was who Peter was, but he was completely transformed.
그 오순절 마가다락방에서 무슨 설교인지 압니까?
On the day of Pentecost at Mark's upper room, do you know what kind of message that he gave?
완전히 하나님이 예언하신 말씀이잖아요. 그걸 설교했잖아요.
He gave the sermon of the very prophecy, the revelation of God's word.
그러면 그 사람이 가치 있든 없든 상관없습니다. 하나님의 말씀을 심부름한 거예요.
Which means that regardless 그렇죠? whether he's valuable or he's, you know, he deserve it, that he was relaying and delivering God's living word.
그때 베드로의 설교 기억납니까?
Do you remember Peter's message then?
우리가 세술에 취한 것이 아니고 하나님이 요엘 선지자에게 약속한 것이 성취됐다라고.
We are not drunk with wines, but it is God who is fulfilling the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel.
그 정도가 아니잖아요.
Not only that.
내게 있는 건 네게 주노니 나사렛 예수님이나 크라라고 안전병 이렇게 세운 거예요.
He was able to raise a crippled man by proclaiming the gospel that I give to you what I have in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise and walk.
그것 때문에 법정에 선 거예요.
And because of that, he was standing before trial.
법정에서 베드로 뭐라고 하는지 압니까?
And in the court, do you know what he said?
쉬운 말로 풀어보겠습니다.
Let me just tell you in a paraphrase in a simple way.
안전병을 세운 게 잘못이냐 물었어요.
He asked. Is it a crime to raise a crippled
아니,
man?
안전뱅이가 이게 그 구걸하고 있는 안전뱅이를 이렇게 세워서 건강하게 만드는 게 잘못됐냐 물었어요.
There's a crippled man who is begging, and is it such a crime to raise such a crippled man?
잘못이 아니잖아요.
It's not.
그럼 뭐라 했습니까?
And then what was also
내가
said?
나사렛 예수 그리스도 이름으로 이렇게 세웠다.
I raised this crippled man in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's not by my effort.
하나님이 나사렛 이름으로 이렇게 세운 거야.
It is God who raised this crippled man in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
그럼 뭐라고 말하는지 압니까?
And then do you know what he said?
천하에 구원 얻을 만한 다른 이름을 주신 적이 없음이니라.
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name given under to us under heaven by which we must be saved.
그때 무슨 일이 났습니까?
At that time, do you know what happened?
바리새인들이 뭐라고 했어요?
Do you know what Pharisees said?
제가 저 베드로 아니냐?
Isn't that Peter?
제가 저 고기 잡던 개 아니냐?
Isn't he the man who was fishing?
자기들은 많이 배운 사람들이거든요.
Because all these Pharisees, they are quite educated.
그 뭐 때문에 그랬습니까?
Do you know what why they said that?
놀라운 메시지가 나오니까.
Because such an amazing message was given to them.
사람이 바뀌어 버렸어요.
In other words, that Peter was completely changed.
여러분 뭐 그래? 다른 사람 불사 보고 와, 사람이요. 진짜 이 사람이 하나님이 함께하는 사람이네. 이렇게 나온 거란 말이에요.
In other words, people will look at you and they will be in amazement that oh wow, you're a person that God is with.
이 감사절을 말하는 겁니다.
So we are sharing this message about 이건요, that Thanksgiving Day.
굉장한 거예요.
It's a tremendous thing.
베드로가 운명이 바뀌는데 이스라엘 운명이 뒤바뀌는 시간.
When Peter's life was completely changed, it was a very time schedule in which that Israel's fate was changed.
여러분 그 감사가 있어야 됩니다.
You must have that Thanksgiving.
완전 교회 운명이 뒤집어지는 순간이에요, 이거.
Which means it's a very 그렇죠. moment that church fate was changed.
이 언약을 마지막으로 제대로 붙잡은 사람 누구냐? 바울이었다 그 말이에요.
And who was the one who was able to hold on to this covenant as a last runner? It was the apostle Paul.
바울이 예수 믿는 사람 잡아 죽이기 위해서 가는데 여러분 아시다시피 다메섹이라는 데 통과하는데 거기서 빛이 내리지 않은 거예요.
He was a persecutor that on his way to persecute and arrest all these Christians and believers of Jesus on Damascus he was receiving this which was shown with the light.
그 눈이 깜깜해질 정도로.
And to the extent that he became blind.
그때 사울아 사울아 불렀.
And then he heard the voice Saul Saul.
원래 바울 이름이 사울이라고 하는데 집에서 부르는 이름이라고 합니다. 사울아.
Saul was his name that was given to his family that it was his name that he was called at home.
너무나 놀랬겠어요.
So he must have been so shocked.
그러니까 이 많이 이 하나님 믿는 사람들 그 습관대로 무릎 꿇고 주여 누구십니까? 이렇게 물은 거예요.
That's why by his custom as a believer of God he knelt down and then asked the Lord who are you?
그때 나는 네가 핍박하는 예수라 그랬어요.
And then he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
바울의 모든 고민이 다 풀렸어요.
That's the moment that all of Paul's worries completely were resolved.
사실 바울이 똑똑한 사람이거든요.
Really, Paul, he was such an intelligent man.
뭔가가 지금 말이죠. 스데반 죽을 때 증인으로 섰잖아요.
And you see that he was standing as a witness on the death of Stephen.
그 얼굴을 바울이 봤잖아요.
And he saw how brightening that Stephen's face was shining.
그리고 구약 성경을 바울은 잘 알고 있습니다.
And Apostle Paul, that Paul was an expert of the Old Testament.
뭔가가 이게 성취되는 게 좀 이상하단 말이에요. 그렇죠?
And the way that things were being fulfilled was quite interesting. It was quite different.
거기서 완전히 무릎 꿇은 겁니다.
So that's why he was able to just kneel down completely.
바울의 운명은 완전히 뒤바뀐 겁니다.
That's the moment that Paul's fate was completely changed.
그 감사를 말하는 겁니다.
So we were talking about that Thanksgiving.
여러분이 꼭 이건 찾아내야 되고 이건 어려운 게 아니라 하나님 준비했기 때문에 쉬워요.
You must uncover this. It's not difficult because God has already prepared this for you. All you need to do is simply pray about this.
우리 주일날 마저도 진짜 기도 안 하잖아요. 제일 중요한 날인데.
Even on the Lord's Day, people don't pray. This is the most important day of the week, but people don't pray.
맨날 사람 얘기해도 사람 소리 들어야 되고 사람 갈등해야 되고 이걸로 지금 52주를 보낸다니까요.
People are just wasting away 52 weeks of the entire year just talking about people hearing the word people of God.
그 미래가 뻔한 겁니다.
Which means that your future is going to be so obvious.
그런 식으로 10년, 20년, 30년을 살았단 말이에요.
What happens that if you've been living your life 10, 20 years like that?
당연히 응답 없는 겁니다.
It is so rightful that people don't have answers.
그러나 여러분 언약 잡았다. 당연히 오는 겁니다.
On the other hand, if you're holding on to the covenant, rightfully you will receive answers.
이 말씀을요 알아들어야 돼요.
You must understand this word.
바울이 이 배경에는 중요한 시작이 있습니다.
In this background, there is an important start for Paul.
완전히 운명이 뒤바뀐 답을 탁 붙잡고 감사를 붙잡은 겁니다.
He was holding on to
하나님 은혜 너무 감사하다.
True thanksgiving as he was able to hold on to the covenant that transformed his life and fate.
전도하다가 제일 핍박받은 곳이 어디냐? 데살로니가예요.
And where was the place that, 그렇죠. as Paul was ministering that he was greatly persecuted? It was in the region of Thessalonica.
나중에 안 되니까요. 시장에 깡패들 동원해 가지고 이 사람 막 고발하고 집어넣고 바울 죽이려고 그랬잖아요.
And all these persecutors they ganged up upon Paul and then they even called all these gangsters in the marketplace and really beat him up.
그런데 그 교회가 막 있는 전체 본이 됐어요.
But
그렇죠.
that church that was established in that region of Thessalonica became the model church of the entire region of Macedonia.
그 유명한 단어 믿음, 소망, 사랑 이 단어가 데살로니가 교회에서 나온 거예요.
And that important phrase 그렇죠. faith, hope and love that came out from this church in Thessalonica.
데살로니가전서 1장 3절이지요.
It is 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
믿음은 반드시 역사나게 되지요.
Absolutely faith 그렇죠. will demonstrate work.
사랑은 반드시 수고하죠. 하게 돼 있죠.
And when you have love, you are able to labor.
소망은 반드시 인내할 수 있게 돼 있죠. 소망이 있으니까.
And when you have hope, you can persevere.
그렇게 얘기하는 그 원색 복음이 거기서 나온 거예요.
And then that's how you can see the original gospel from there.
그리고 1장 5절에 뭐라고 돼 있습니까?
And then what does it say in chapter 1 verse 5?
말로 복음 전하는 것이 아니고 능력과 성령과 큰 확신.
And it's not by words, but it's with a spirit and power and great conviction.
1장 7절에는 모든 마게도냐 본이 됐다 그랬어요.
And then in verse 7 it reads that they became a model church for all the believers in Macedonia.
그게 보낸 편지입니다.
And this is a letter epistle that was sent to that
거기에서
church.
세 가지를 얘기한 겁니다.
And then he said three things.
항상 기뻐라.
Rejoice always.
어떻게 기뻐합니까?
How can you rejoice all the time?
여러분 운명 뒤바뀐 언약을 가진 사람은요. 이 말이 이해돼요.
If you possess
그렇죠?
the covenant that transforms your fate, you can understand this word.
모든 문제 답이 오기 때문에 기뻐할 수밖에 없어요.
Because you see answers to all your problems, you have no choice but to give
thanks
to God.
다른 사람 슬픈데 기뻐.
And you have no choice but to rejoice while other people are
다른 사람
sorrowful.
원망하는데 이 사람은 기뻐. 왜냐? 답을 얻었으니까.
While other people are grumbling and complaining, you have no choice but to rejoice because you're continuously seeing answers.
내 운명이 뒤바뀐 확실한 언약을 갖고 있으면요. 쉬지 않고 기도가 가능해요.
If you have this short
그렇죠?
covenant that transformed your life and fate, then you have no choice but to pray
unceasingly. 하나님 나라 계속 이루어지니까.
And because God will continue to pour down His works.
여러분 그 노름꾼들은요 쉬지 않고 노름하고 싶다니까요. 그 가능한
yeah.
얘기예요.
Gamblers, they want to
그렇잖아요.
gamble all the time unceasingly, so it is possible.
아니, 내가 아는 여자는 뭘 여자도 그렇대. 여자 도박하다 잡히는데 보니까 동네 사람 다 놀래서 너무 괜찮은 여자인데요. 도박하다 잡혀.
And I even see this case that a woman, she really seems to be proper woman, but then she was caught in doing a gambling and she was just doing it all the time.
더 웃기는 거.
Do you know what's funnier than that?
창피해 가지고 그저 신랑이 창피해 가지고 좀 당분간 진정집에 가 있어요.
And because the husband was so ashamed and so embarrassed, he just sent her away to her mother's place.
거기서 도박하다 또 걸렸어.
But even there that she got caught by doing gambling.
24라고 합니다.
We call that 24 hours.
어쩔 수 없어요.
So it's unstoppable.
진짜 운명이 대박 언약 탁 잡은 사람은요. 24 기도 가능해요. 쉬지 말고 기도해라.
If you are holding on to the covenant that transformed your fate, then you have no choice but to pray unceasingly 24 hours.
하나님의 나라 이루는 거 아니까요.
Because God's kingdom will come upon you at the time.
범사에 감사해라.
And also give thanks in all circumstances.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why is that?
모든 것이 하나님 뜻을 이루기 때문에.
Because everything will bring the fulfillment of God's will.
아니 우리 어려움 당할 줄 알았는데 이게 하나님 뜻을 이루어요.
I thought I was going through so much suffering, but that was the path of fulfilling God's will.
아니 내가 병들은 줄 알았는데 알고 봤더니 하나님 지나고 나니까 큰 은혜를 주셔.
I thought I was just sick, but afterwards I come to realize that God has given me so much grace.
아 심지어 내가 실수했는데도 하나님은 깨닫게 하고 큰 은혜를 주셔.
And I thought that I was just, you know, making all kinds of mistakes, but God allowed me to make, you know, have realizations and gave me so much grace.
그 감사를 회복하라는 겁니다.
May you restore that thanksgiving.
여러분 중요한 날이면 짧은 시간에도요 괜찮습니다.
Today is a very important day. For a very brief moment, you can restore that.
진짜 중요한 내 운명을 바꾸는 언약을 탁 잡으면요 역사가 나요.
If you can hold on to this covenant, even for a brief moment, that can change your fate. Then amazing works will arise.
초창기 때 우리 교회에서 간증 한 번인 그 장로님 보세요. 내가 거기 집에도 갔다 왔는데요. 그 장로님이 하나 깨달았는데 역사 안 났어.
Do you remember that testimony of the elder in the beginning of our ministry? I also went to his conference. He just realized one thing and he began to receive all the answers.
그분 간증입니다.
It was his testimony.
늘 목사님이 훌륭해야 교회가 잘 된다고 생각했대요, 자기는.
He used to think that all the
맞잖아요.
pastors have to be good in order for our church to do well.
근데 어느 날 자기가 아, 이건 아니다라고 했대요.
But then later he realized that's not it.
장로인 내가 응답받아야 되는 거 아니냐?
Myself as an elder, I need to
receive 교회를 살리는 거 아니냐?
So that I can save the church.
그래 교회도 지을 거 아니냐?
Then we can even construct a church.
이 장로인 내가 은혜 받아야 되는 거 아니냐 말이야.
As an elder, I need to receive grace.
잘 깨달았어요.
He realized it well.
그때부터 생전에 안 하는 기도를 새벽 기도를 시작해요.
And then he began to do early morning prayer, which he had not done before.
원래 이 사람은 기도하는 사람이 아니에요.
He really wasn't a man of prayer.
사업 바쁘다고.
Because he was so busy with his business.
근데 이 사람이요 새벽에 기도하기 시작해요.
But he began to pray early morning.
자기 입으로 얘기했어요. 목사님께 매일 안수 기도 받.
And then he even said that he was receiving the anointing of a blessing from the pastor every morning.
하나님이 가장 기뻐하시는 일을 하게 된. 그걸 간증 제보하면서.
And then he was sharing with me that testimony of how he was able to receive all kinds of answers, and that was his starting point.
그 교회 집회 가봤는데 아주 교회를 잘 지났더만요.
I went to the conference and that church, and it was very well built.
한 사람이다 지금.
So in other words, that one person built the church. 역사하십니까? Because God worked upon him.
여러분 우리가 이 감사하는 사람들은 막 그냥 막 행사로 그냥 막 일합니다. 중요한 언약을 잡으셔야 돼요.
So on this Thanksgiving Day, many people have all kinds of performances and only have it as an event. But may you restore this true meaning of Thanksgiving.
어떤 중요한 문제입니까?
So what is a true important matter, of course?
아홉 가지 세팅이 딱 보여야 돼요.
You must see 9 settings.
여러분의 사업이 이제 그 속에서 시작돼요.
Then your business will start from there.
역사를 납니다.
Then works are bound to arise.
여러분의 학업이 그 속에서 시작돼요.
Your academics, your studies must start from there.
여러분의 미래가 그 속에서 시작됩니다.
And your future will start from there.
이 언약을 잡으니까요, 그게 다 말씀이 발견되기 시작했어요.
Because you are holding on to that covenant, you are able to see the word.
설교를 듣고 어떤 권사님이 목사님 같으면 내 입장에 감사할 수 있겠습니까?
Upon hearing my sermon, this one senior deaconess said to me that, Pastor, if you are in my shoes, can you really give thanks?
딸이 집을 나가지고 장녀비서다이 됐어요.
Her daughter ran away from home and even became a prostitute.
이게 어째 감사한 일입니까?
How can that be my reason for thanksgiving?
권사님이 이 일 때문에 이렇게 하나님을 향하고 기도하게 된 거 감사한 일입니다. 그래서.
And I told her, well, because of that, senior deaconess, that you can pray to God, that you can look unto God, that itself is worth giving thanks.
이 권사님이 진짜 기도 시작인 거예요.
So this senior deaconess truly began to do her prayer.
근데 가장 들어보니까요, 우연히 길 가던 사람이 이 딸을 만나가지고 이 얘기했을 때.
And while she was praying, this one person just by coincidence met her daughter.
그렇게 해도 말을 안 듣던 딸이 이 딸이 변화가 난 거예요.
And all of a sudden, this daughter, who was just so obstinate and so stubborn, would not listen to the mother, actually began to be changed.
저는 그랬습니까? 여자 의사인데 모르게 집사님이 똑똑한 분인데요. 어떻게 이걸 감사합니까? 그래.
And so the senior deaconess is a doctor, and she's a very intelligent woman, and she was simply questioning, how can I give thanks to God in this circumstance?
남편 매일 술 처먹고 2시 들어오는데 이게 어떻게 감사한 일이냐?
And my husband, that he's always drunk, that he comes home late at night at 2 a.m. How can I give thanks to God?
차라리 안 왔으면 좋겠다 이거. 그렇다고 해서 애들 낚여오고 이게 뭐냐 이게?
I'd rather have him not come home, that because he's just waking up all the kids.
그분을 위해서 기도할 사람은 집사님밖에 없습니다. 그래서.
And I told her that you are the only one who can pray for your husband.
하나님이 집사님 기도하라고 하는 거 아닙니까?
Isn't God telling you to pray for your husband?
그분은 술 먹고 다니는 게 아닙니다. 알았어요?
He's not being drunk and you're drinking around.
아니 매일 처먹고 오는다 이게. 그래,
no,
그게
pastor,
아닙니다. 알았어요?
The senior deacon said that you know he's always being drunk.
뭔가를 찾지 못하여 방황하고 있는 중입니다.
No, I told her that he is wondering because he has not found his answer.
문제는 집사님이 제일 걸림돌입니다.
And the problem is that you are his greatest obstacle.
야, 똑똑한 사람이기 때문에 말을 해줬어요.
Because she was so intelligent and smart.
집사님이 제일 걸림돌입니다.
Because you, senior deacon, you are the greatest obstacle in his life.
너무 똑똑하고 말이 많고 너무 발라.
She's so smart. She's you know, very clever and she's very chatty.
야, 복음만 없어.
She just doesn't have the gospel.
그 남편은 지금 헤매고 있는 중입니다.
Don't you see that your husband is wandering around?
굉장히 똑똑하고 정상적인 사람입니다.
That your husband is actually quite normal and he's
술집감 인기 100%입니다.
That's why he will be very popular when he goes to the bars.
그런데 문제는 술집 여자가 집사님보다 나아요.
And the problem is that all the bar women that they are much better to him than how you are to him.
충격적인 얘기죠.
Really?
근데 그 이런 말 아무 한 모아도 그 사람 알아들어 똑똑한 사람이에요.
Because she's so smart, she was able to understand. If I tell this to other people, they wouldn't understand.
생전에 안 하던 기도 시작인 거예요.
She started this prayer which she had not done ever before in her life.
그 남편이 변해가지고요, 나중에 부인보다 더 잘 믿어요.
And because of that, her husband changed, and he became a much better believer than she was.
그 자기 생각이지.
And really,
우리는 아무리 이상한 사람도 자녀도 어떻게 될지 그건 아무도 모릅니다.
No matter how
그렇죠?
strange or problematic that your children may seem to be, you have no idea
how
good the future
뭡니까?
is out for them. What is most important?
나의 인생 운명을 바꿀 수 있는 언약이 딱 잡히죠.
Is holding onto that covenant that transforms and changes your life and fate and destiny.
이 축복이 오늘부터 계속되기를 주 예수 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless you in the Lord Jesus Christ. May this blessing continue on starting from today.
기도하겠습니다. 하나님 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you.
우리에게 많은 은혜 주신 것을 알게 해 주옵소서.
Lord God, would you allow us to know and realize that you have already given to us so much grace.
세상 살리는 나를 살리는 언약을 보게 해 주옵소서.
And help us to see the covenant that saves the world and saves us.
새로 시작하게 하옵소서.
May we start anew.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.